Well, it's quite a shocking one, this one, Steve. I'm absolutely, well, you cannot believe that, and no one was injured in this. I'm in Upper Camden Place, and just to describe where that is, it's to the north of Bath, just overlooking the London Road. So if you can imagine the hill that goes up towards Lansdowne, and then you have terraced houses which are just staggered down the hill. I'm standing on one of them, which is Upper Camden Place, and in front of me is debris, rocks, boulders, trees, all the way across the road. One, the biggest boulder I can see, stands taller than me, and it's about 6 foot wide. So a huge boulder has probably come 40 feet down a hill, and you can see its route as the light kind of descends on Bath now. You can see its route down the hill, and it's snapped trees, it's just broken them like twigs, and it's brought down gates and other things here, like it's brought down a wall. And so it's kind of landed. It's only got the space of a road to stop, because if you can imagine a huge boulder running down a hill, it could have easily gone down to the next level. Now, there are houses that back onto this road. They're obviously a step down, if you can imagine. So I can just see their chimney pots from where I am here. Those, I've been told by police officers that are up here, that some of those houses have been evacuated during the night. This happened, we think, about midnight last night, when it must have come down with a hell of a thud. And the houses that are at the lower level have been evacuated. I can't see any lights in their windows. And the scene this morning is a closed road, so obviously Upper Camden Place is completely impassable. And across the road, all sorts of debris and this huge boulder which has brought down trees with it. And we're getting a much better idea of how far it must have come down, because when I first arrived about half an hour ago, obviously you couldn't see much because of the light, but now we're getting a good bit of daylight, and it's probably come 40 feet down the side of the hill. So yeah. I don't know even where it must have been lodged.
It's quite incredible, isn't it? And so lucky that there were no casualties, nobody involved in this.
Exactly. If anybody was walking along here, happened a misfortune of walking down here, I mean, the total area affected is probably 20, 30 yards square. So all this debris, if it had hit anything, people would have been in trouble. And I suppose the lucky thing is that it didn't go down to the next step. Because if that comes down your back garden and in your back door, I think you'd know about it. So.
Oh.